Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to the Pork Shop Podcast, where four 20-somethings today talk about things and help you figure out your things along the way. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brock Road Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
Morgan, I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cat mom.
And Miss Paige Lee.
Back once again, long time no see.
The OG girl cast.
Yep.
True.
I'm back.
Wrapping up 2023, bringing Paige back for a good time. We got so much to get into. First things first, if you could help us out, get some good karma as you go into the new year, just leave us a review on Apple Podcast, share the podcast with a friend. You know where to find us. All the socials, Porsche Talk, no A. But let's get into it. Waste no time. Let me ask you guys something. What did you gain or what did you learn in the year of 2023?
That's a big one. That's a big one. What did I learn in 2023? I learned not all money is worth what it takes to have one. What I gained is a sense of what I am not willing to do for a certain amount of money. Because I used to always tell niggas, as long as you pay me, I'll show up. I've learned this year that that is not the case.
I learned that even if you've been friends with someone for extremely long time, it's better to cut them off sometimes. Your life will just improve drastically.
Big shout out
to you, Sam.
Somebody literally just asked me about Sam this morning. I swear to God. They're like, is Morgan and his Sam's girl beef actually real? I said, yes.
It's so real.
Yeah, the girl's a cunt.
I cut off a friend this year, too, so I totally understand that.
Did she also kick you out of the apartment that you've been in for less than 24 hours and threaten to release your cats into the wild?
It was not to that extent, unfortunately. But damn, that's
this is gonna make a crazy speech at Morgan's wedding when Sam like gets up and talk about how like they overcame this.
Oh no, never. Literally for her birthday, I sent the middle finger to all her friends and said, I hope you enjoy the devil's day.
For me in 2023, I just learned that if you want to do anything like travel, concerts, anything in your life, it's best to just not wait around for anybody to do it. Just go ahead and do it yourself. And if somebody wants to join, they can, but waiting around for people just kind of holds you back.
So when we see you going on these trips, well, trips a little bit, concerts, are you going solo a lot or you still have people go with you?
So this year I did a lot solo. I went to Brazil by myself. But obviously I was like staying with somebody I knew. I do a lot of solo road trips, and here recently the last like 3 or 4 concerts I've been to, I did go by myself. And it's just because I've been burnt one too many times, or a lot of people in my life are like, oh yeah, I would love to do that. Like, let's, you know, plan it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, let's sit down Tuesday and plan it. Then they fully back out. And I've like bought multiple concert tickets for people and then them just bail. So I'm just like, no, I'm just going to buy my one ticket. I'm going to go. I'll let you know about the show. And if you want to buy a ticket, sure. But I'm just tired of waiting around for people. So
I'm not going to lie, man. If you commit to going to something, you got to go. Like, if tickets are bought, if the Airbnb is bought, well, listen, we already know. If you're booking the Airbnb, we need the money up front in some capacity, deposit, or just straight up. But, like, kind of like concerts, any of that. If tickets are bought, you got to go. Or you're paying for it at the very least.
Yeah, a friend of mine, we decided we were going to go to a concert in October in March. So then I, like, followed up with the, hey, hit my Venmo with, you know, blah, blah, blah. Already backed out. So now I'm just stuck with a ticket and no one to use it.
Is that too far out?
Too far out to what?
What is it? What was it? October, March? Was that like 5 months?
Yeah.
Oh, that's close.
Close to what?
Like, that almost borders too far out. Because I know we had similar issues planning like squad trips. First off, it was bullshit on bullshit.
But I think the issue we found ran into a lot of times was it was too far out. Like 6 months out, everybody's in. 4 months out, we got a good group. About 3 months out is when you know who's actually coming.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. But my thing was like, why did you tell me you want to go? And then as soon as I asked for money, then bail.
Oh, yeah, no, that's crazy.
Like, it would be different if something came up and you had to bail. But, like, you have 6 months worth of time to figure your shit out to be able to go. If anything, the more time you have, the easier it should be because you can plan so far ahead.
So, you know, you would think that, but I learned. Certain people really don't know how to save money. And when sometimes when I hear like the amount of money in my head, I'm like, niggas told you to have $500 and gave you 3 months? I was like, nigga, you couldn't put away $150 a month? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. It like wasn't even an expensive ticket. Like, I think it's under $50.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What you mean? $10 a month get tricky, man.
So if anybody wants to go to Indianapolis in March, let me know.
I've heard good things about Indianapolis.
I think I'm going to New Orleans.
Ooh.
What?
I don't know if that's close to Indianapolis.
Yeah, I was like, those are not close.
In February.
Oh, for Valentine's Day? Your man taking you to NOLA?
Well, because I looked it up and Mardi Gras is actually on the 13th. So it would be for Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anybody who takes you out of state for two holidays is definitely proposing.
Damn. No.
Too I thought you were going to go a different route and say she was he was hiding her.
Oh, no.
Probably not hiding me.
Yeah.
Those are two big holidays, too. Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
This is actually crazy. I need to talk to him for real because something don't add up.
I got to find him on Instagram. I'm going to follow him.
Literally, I told him he's not proposing until June.
Oh, I found him. Hit him with a follow request.
Cool. So I'll definitely follow him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't wait for Morgan's proposal. Start 2024 off right.
Yeah, that'd be a big start. Oh, I also learned, I don't know how I forgot this. I definitely also learned that Morgan is capable of finding somebody to be with her. There was a long time where I didn't know if Morgan was going to ever find love, if anybody would like her, what it was going to be for her, so.
Yeah, literally, I feel you. I was starting to think I wouldn't.
It seems she bullied a man into her life, so.
Maybe I need to try that.
I literally didn't bully him, Paige.
Well, I just ended something with somebody that said I was too easygoing.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
He needed more.
Apparently, he needed me to be shoved up his ass at all times, apparently.
Some need that. He's looking for a Morgan.
Well, I'm taken, so.
Too easygoing. I don't even know how I would respond to that.
I went out this week, and you know how much of a psycho I was? Anytime a guy tried to talk to me, I was like, I have a boyfriend! It felt so good.
Oh my god!
Guys trying to get to the bar, and Morgan's like, "I have a boyfriend." He's like, "Dude, I just wanted a fucking whiskey soda."
Literally.
What did I gain this year? I gained a fiance credit to me.
Hell yeah!
What did I learn this year? This is not a defeat message by all. All I'm saying is it's December 18th, and I'm still on book 1.5 out of 3. So maybe 3 books was too ambitious for myself.
3 books was too ambitious because the book you read last year doesn't even count as a book. So you went in with too high of hopes.
The Alchemist definitely counts as a classic book. Everybody knows it.
Wasn't it like 120 pages?
No, it was like 150.
Oh my god! That's not a book.
It's right on the borderline.
That's a damn magazine.
But we still got how many days until the end of the year? Like,
just nonstop read and you'll conquer.
I hope you don't accomplish that because I don't want you to have to like burn the rest of your fucking year. That's like 2 straight weeks of reading you'd have to do.
Yeah, I was like, do I try to make a big push to get like the other book? I have like 90 pages and then I would have to start a new one. And I was like, can I realistically see myself forcing myself to read that much? I don't know.
It's really not that hard.
I love reading.
Dude, you're killing it. You've read like 1,000 books this year.
I have read 52 books this year.
Oh my gosh. 1,000.
Yeah. My goal was way too. My goal was 50. But I finished that, I think, in like November. And I recently just got a bunch of books from the library. So, yeah.
I'm impressed.
I just be too busy to read. I don't know how niggas is finding time to read.
Bro, it's because you literally could do it instead of drinking.
I could do it instead of drinking. What are you saying?
Like, you're really not too busy.
I'm telling you, I'm too busy to just sit down and read.
Honestly, you could drink and read at the same time.
Yeah,
I don't have a bunch of time where I'm just drinking either.
He literally wakes up and is working, gets off work, and then still continues to work.
That's what I was
saying. Does not work.
Yeah. No, I mean, it helps that I work from home and stuff. So when I'm not, you know, answering messages and stuff, I can read. So.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try to get through this book this week and maybe try to get another one this week to go for the rest of the year, but
I think you can do
it's
it.
Not looking good.
2 books, 2 weeks. I feel like
that's a lot.
That's terrible.
A book a week.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I want to cop out and do an audiobook, but I'm not going to do that because I respect the game too much.
So you're just not going to get your goal?
I don't think an audiobook is copping out. I feel like that's still reading.
No, I feel like for me to get third book, like, I gotta read it.
You gotta have the audiobook playing while you're reading that.
Do it once.
That'd be, dude, could I double count and make that 4?
Oh,
no.
Just trying to see.
On Spotify Premium, you now get like 15 free hours of an audiobook a year.
Oh, wow.
FYI.
Is that the same as just Spotify? What is Spotify Premium?
It's when you pay.
Yeah, I think there's like a $6 one and a $12 one or something.
And what's the difference between the two?
I have no idea. I have mine linked with Hulu.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that one, college thing where you get them both?
Yeah. Nah, that shit is gone. But like, I do got that. At one point, I had 2 separate Hulu accounts that I was paying for. Because I had the Spotify one, and then I had just a regular Hulu one. And then I think I had like Hulu and Stars. The bundle was insane. I didn't really know what was going on, if I'm being honest. I am down to 1.5 Hulus now, though. So.
Oh, excellent.
1.5.
Yeah. The half is like, because I still do have that Spotify one, but me and Mariah just use her Hulu. So I think I let Eli use my Hulu, and then like outside of that, I don't touch that bitch.
All right. Let's just continue this 2023 wrap-up. If you had to rank your year 1 to 10 or 1 to 8.3, depending on the scaling system that you use.
Yeah, only 1 to 8.3.
I'll go first. Mine was pretty good. I did a lot of traveling, did a lot of concerts, a lot of like milestone stuff. So I would say, I don't know, I'd give it like an 8.
Ooh, that's a high.
God, dog.
It was a really good year for me.
You had the year of all years. Yeah. You done beat niggas who got engaged. If I had to give it a ranking out of 8.3, because like real ones do 8.3, this was a roller coaster year. So I'd probably say, not like roller, but it was all over the place. I'd probably go like, by no means was it great, but by no means was it terrible. It was like a run of the mill. And I feel like I've been blessed with a lot of great years. So this was probably like a 5.1. Took a terrible job in Virginia at DHL. Had to make that commute back and forth to Charlotte every other weekend. Got out of that. Got into another job. My dad died. I did get engaged. Had a huge birthday celebration. So great Halloween party. It's probably got a smoker. That was a big thing. It's probably like a 5.2. It was an eye year.
You did have a lot of ups and downs this year.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, I miss those DHL Snap updates now that I deleted Snapchat.
It was a wild time.
But, yeah.
I would say a 7.
Out of 8.3?
Out of 8.3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lost your best friend. You can never get your best friend back. This cannot be more than a 3.
Yeah, no, fuck her. I would never win her back. But lost her. Then after that, so many good things happened. And then I also got a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And I love him.
Oh my gosh. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been longer than 2 weeks.
Has it? It was like after Thanksgiving.
No, it was before Thanksgiving, November 10th.
It's been like a month.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had our month anniversary last week.
Jeez. What do you mean you had your month? You had makes it sound like y'all did something.
No, we didn't. But
okay, cool.
But we've been talking since September.
Dropping love is interesting. Mm.
Yeah. Was that you, Eric?
My year on a scale of 1 to 8.3, I think I would go like a solid 7.4.
Damn.
I mean, got an amazing year. Anna graduated and passed the bar. We moved to a nicer apartment. Got promoted earlier in the year. Like overall, there's no real complaints I can say.
That's only about to be the breadwinner for real.
Yeah, I mean, Anna just got a raise because of her job, so she's almost making as much as me. Like, we're about to be, what, the dink thing? Dual income, no kids?
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Once she gets her fucking student loan payments figured out, because they're kind of fucking her right now, we'll be set.
Oh yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's been a good year. No complaints for the most part.
Nah, that's big. Would she say that this year was a 7 point, what did you say, a 7.3 or 7.4? Would she say it was a 7.4?
Honestly, she might even go higher because of all the things she accomplished over the year.
She got proposed to, she graduated law school, she got a job. Fuck. This might have been an 8.3.
Yeah, it might have been, I don't know, well, probably 8.2 because I feel like the wedding should be better, you know?
Oh, yeah, nah, you're right. 2025, good lord, that's a while away, man.
Sure, also, I know. We still have-
yeah, I'll definitely be married by then.
Oh my gosh.
Also, when I said 8, I was not using the 8.3 scale. That was my real mistake. That was, in fact, out of 10. Just wanted to clarify.
So an 8 out of 10 on an 8.3 scale is like, what, a 6.4 or something?
Yeah, I was going to say 6.5. So,
Yeah, and technically mine was at a 10 too.
Damn, so your year sucked then.
I was about to say your year was trash.
It was probably trash until I got a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Well, actually, this moving back to New Jersey was just like overall very positive.
Remember when you lost?
I've never heard anybody say New Jersey in positive in the same sentence unless they were talking about the STD rate.
Atlanta definitely had way more STD than
New Jersey. But it was cleaner STDs. Jersey just nasty and dirty.
Atlanta's really known for AIDS.
Hey, come on, you don't have to do that to our people.
Can we recap some of Morgan's year? Like, she got finessed by the guy with the do-rag. She ended up being the second woman. She lost her license at one point. Like, you had a rough start to the year.
Yeah, but 2023. That the do-rag guy wasn't in 2023.
Oh, it was 2022?
Yeah.
Damn.
And he didn't finesse me.
He did not finesse you.
He finessed himself with bald.
I mean, he secured the bag.
Listen, don't bring up past guys, okay? We're past that.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we forgot. She's got a man.
Yeah. Damn, what a time. All right, let's talk about New Year's is coming up. I don't even know if, like, I don't think I'm this person anymore. I never really was to begin with. I think New Year's is overrated. But if you're going out to New Year's for a bar, a club, like, what is a reasonable cover you would pay to get in?
I love New Year's Eve. But also, let me break this down because I've had this talk with many different people. I'm not talking, like,
You got a bar down the street that you go to every time and like every weekend, and that's where you're going for New Year's Eve. I'm talking like you're going out for New Year's Eve. So like it's the club, it's a lounge, it's a bar that's having like an event. How much are we expecting a New Year's Eve cover to be? Me, I'm saying 50 to 60, but I'm also expecting like a drink voucher for like two or three drinks. And I'm saying 50 to 60 because when we was in Cleveland, like every New Year's Eve event was like a gala. So like you had to get super dressed up and the cover was like 115. Last year in Charlotte, we went to one and I think the cover was like 30 and it was at a brewery and it was whatever for real. But like all the other joints was like sold out by the time we started looking. And it was like somewhere in that $50 to $100 cover unless you were going to a gala and then them joints was getting crazy.
I would have probably also said 50 or 60, but again, I would have also been with the caveat of like, there has to be probably something included. Yeah. Like just paying $50 to go into somewhere and then you're dropping who knows how much on, you know, food or drinks, like, mm-mm.
Yeah, I was thinking 40 to 50. But like the cigar lounge that I worked at last year for our New Year's Eve, it was 100 per person.
Yeah, I'm not paying 100 to get it.
And the only thing they got was like one complimentary glass of champagne when it was the new year.
I've seen a lot of the covers say that as well. Like $50 cover, complimentary champagne at the ball drop. I'm like, nigga, if you don't get a fucking grip.
Yeah, I don't know about that much money. It's going to definitely show where I'm from with what my answer was going to be. Because when you first sent me that question, I was like, anything over like $30 would be outrageous. But then I'm thinking like the only time I went somewhere and went out for New Year's was when we all went to Philly. Mm-hmm. Like I've never done anything where you like dress up and it's like an actual event or anything. And if I were to go out around here, it would just be to like the local bar.
Philly was a wild New Year's, but it was also like all dive bars. We was in like some like low key spots outside of Tattoo Moms because niggas know that spot. But we was in like dive bars outside of that. Great time though.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you definitely not. I'm not willing to pay over 50 for the cover, but I do know that like certain places is charging like 150 at the door. Yeah, and I don't care enough to try to get in the place for 150 at the door.
I'm not paying for shit.
If there's
if there's a cover, then someone's either got to pay for me or I'm not coming.
Mm. I mean, I get that. I thought you were saying you was just going to get it for free because that wasn't going to happen.
It has happened before.
No. I definitely believe you could get in places for free, just not on New Year's because these niggas' tickets be sold out like 2 weeks in advance. Like, they got their shit online.
I don't know if it really interests me, and like maybe it's just like a certain place you got to go to, but like I don't want to be like at some loud club. Like I want to have, I'm just more like I want to chill and like vibe. Like I don't even really care about New Year's.
I don't want to go to a club. I don't want to go to a club. A lounge would be straight. A nice beer, like if it's the beer garden or one of the beer garden type shits we got out here, that'd be straight. But I'm not trying to have like loud pounding music. I personally don't really want it super crowded. So I'm probably gravitating towards a spot where it's like a cover to get in. Cause then they're not just letting any and everyone in who couldn't get somewhere and didn't plan in advance. But I'm also probably not going out unless I got a group. Cause I'm not paying a cover to like get $50 to get in, pay for me and a woman. And then it's just us in there drinking when we can do that like anywhere. Yeah, it's gotta be a group if I'm going out and paying cover fees.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this year we're going to Anna's sister's friends and they do like a cocktail crawl where it's everybody's like apartment they go to and everybody has to have like a cocktail and you go from spot to spot. And I think the last one, it's like on the 15th floor in like downtown Arlington. You can just like watch the fireworks go off or whatever. So that's probably what we'll do.
No, it does sound pretty lit.
Yeah, that sounds cool. But like, I'm assuming you guys are all just going to Uber.
Well, so they also live, they're the people who live in the bubble. So, like, we'll probably drive down and stay with her sister that night. But then, like, everybody lives within, like, a couple minutes from each other of walking.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
We're trying to locate like the New Year's Eve plan. We got the New Year's Eve plan. We're gonna do a hit a bar crawl like during the day. Like I think it's like 4 to 10.
The thing about this year, I mean, I don't even like going out, but this year I have to work on New Year's Day. So it's not really like I can do anything.
I didn't know anybody in the world worked the day of New Year's.
Oh yeah, that's a thing, a new thing from my company. We don't get holidays off anymore. What? But we get So yeah, instead of getting a holiday off, they give you an extra like those days of vacation so you can take it whenever. So instead of getting like holidays off and vacation time, you just get all of that pushed to vacation time. So it's the same thing. You can just pick and choose when you want them.
Oh, so you get extra vacation time.
Yeah. So like instead of having 15 vacation days, and then I think there's like, what, 11 federal holidays or something like that, we just get 26 vacation days.
That's pretty lit. What
the fuck? Nah, that's too much. They're getting away with too much. Cut back on that.
Well, it's
26 is crazy.
Well, I mean, it's the same as if I just got those vacation days or the holidays off.
Yeah, but I don't know many jobs giving out 11. I think we get 6. We might not even get 6. We might get 5.
It's however many federal holidays there are. I just don't remember.
I feel like that's like smart by your company, but like I'm thinking about it in the scumbag sense where it's smart for them because I don't think people use their vacation properly. Like I think the majority of people don't. So it's like, oh, you're just like not having to, like you're just getting people to work more.
Yeah.
I agree. There's been a big push, just free information for like niggas to like roll their shit over. My job currently, they offered me 1.5 times to roll this shit over and take the payout. Or they said to roll it over or take the payout. And I was like, nah, playboy, you're going to see all 11 of these days get put in. And then I'm going to still have like fucking 4 to roll over. Yeah, they're toast.
You guys remember when my regional manager at the last restore, like I took paid time off and he got pissed because I was on vacation.
I don't remember that, but like, I get it. When was you on vacation? You know, you can't go on vacation just whenever you want.
It was literally like 2 months planned ahead of time.
Yeah, no sense. That's too far out. What the fuck? That's y'all got to figure it out. That's too far out. I told my niggas within two weeks that I was going to take it. It was actually like 16 days. Because if you tell them something too far out, they forget about it. Now they're planning on you being there. And it's like, it's their fault they forgot, but they're going to put it on you.
First of all, he's not even the one who approves it.
That's the problem. He ain't approved that shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Put your ass to work.
He was just mad because it was the beginning of the month that I went. He was like, and I was like, okay, but if it was at the end of the month, you would have been pissed too. So, like, I had to do it directly in the middle of the month. Like, that didn't work. So, it was fucking weird. But he got fired.
Shout out.
Shout out, Steve.
Shout out, Steve.
I felt bad.
Do people at that level get fired, or do they, like, part ways?
No, he got fired.
Damn. A regional manager. I almost wonder what the fuck you had to be fucking up to get fired.
People were complaining about him.
Hate to see it.
They were like, he's so mean. I was like, but he's from New York. So, like, him and I, we had, like, very similar personality. So, I didn't mind it. What?
You are not from New York.
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. You're not even from Jersey, nigga. What the fuck?
All right. We got to keep it moving, though. We got a lot to get into. Let's talk about this. How do we feel about restaurants with dress codes?
I mean, if you're paying enough, I can see why they make rules, but I wouldn't go to one personally.
I don't really like them low-key. Like, I don't mind getting dressed up to go get a meal. If I'm eating, I would prefer to be comfortable. Not when I think comfortable, I don't necessarily think dressed up. And then I feel like the dress code, and I don't want to be that guy, I feel like it changes per person. Because, like, or per demographic. Like, if we roll up, probably anybody on this cast, roll up, they're not letting you in unless you adhere to their dress code. But then you'd be seeing like middle-aged white men who are like 40 and 50 and like they're fucking Ralph Lauren sweatsuits. And I'm like, nigga, what part of the dress code is this?
Polo.
Yeah, they be in there eating. I'm like, what the fuck?
Seen a nigga at Capitol Grill who got a dress code, which is like bullshit because like I'm indifferent about franchise places with dress codes, but it's a nicer one, so whatever. Nigga was in there in his flip flops. I said, there is no way, buddy. It was an old ass nigga. He had a locker and everything. I'm trying to figure out what I got to do to get a locker at one of these restaurants. He had a locker and everything, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's insane.
Having your toes out like that anyway should be a crime, but definitely at dinner, that's like nicer. Put your toes away.
Yeah, like get a grip, nigga. I'm
trying to see what their dress code is now.
Which one?
Capitol Grill.
I don't know what Capitol Grills is.
No athletic shorts, uncovered sports bras or other bra-style tops, excessively revealing clothes or exposed undergarments or any clothes with offensive language or images. Men's shirts must have sleeves. Athletic leggings, joggers, or sweatpants are welcome in our lounge area.
Oh, wow.
Lounge? That nigga was in lounge when he was at the dinner table.
What do you think about... I feel like you'll see this on, like, certain like black owned restaurants where they have like stricter dress codes. What do you guys feel about that?
What you mean?
Like, I feel like you'll see stuff down in like, I'm just thinking about probably like Atlanta where you see food videos or like people get like randomly when like it's the most ridiculous dress code they have.
Yeah. No, that's stupid. And it's because they only want a certain like group of people in there. So you're going to spend a bag and they're like, their draw is not even really their food is great. It's you might catch some of these ball players or celebrities in our spot. So you can almost demand anything. I feel like you're right. Fucking Atlanta, Houston, yeah. Memphis is getting like that, I've heard. Yeah, they really just be they're what they're selling is the chance to bump into celebrities.
Yeah, the cigar lounge that I worked at had pretty strict dress code. But I didn't mind it. Because as the worker, I was like, yeah, so bums can't come in here.
Oh, not bums.
Got it. And of course, there's people who dress up and still are bum, but you know, you would feel embarrassed coming in there with no money.
She wanna shame niggas who were piecing their last couple dollars together for a nice meal.
Oh, do you remember her take on tips where she was going off on it? I think she got like a 10 or 15% tip and she was not happy about it.
Yeah, that was too much for her, for real.
Well, sorry.
I remember they ate you up in the TikTok comments for that one.
Deservingly. Deservingly. Yeah,
I was bum-ass commenters.
Okay, nigga. I was telling y'all yesterday about Morton's where they had the offensive smells in their dress code.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that really, for the most part, like, it could mean BL, but I'm assuming that mainly means, like, weed. Like, you can't come in here smelling like pack. But at the same time, like, who's going to walk up to somebody and be like, yeah, like, we done had complaints. You can't eat here. I'm trying to figure out, like, what the dynamic is and, like, whose job that would be.
Probably the GM.
Yeah, I was going to say some kind of manager.
Let a restaurant manager tell me my good money that I can't eat here because... In this scenario, I smell like weed. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I do not give a fuck.
Yours would probably be for like BO.
Nah, definitely not me. I smell way too good. Morgan, definitely, though. I've seen the way she sweats.
No, that's what I thought when you sent that too. I immediately thought BO because I have been in a situation where I was sitting at a restaurant or like maybe it was a bar, but they were sitting like close enough to where you could smell them from like two seats away. It was horrible. Nobody told them to leave, though. But I guess it's not the rules.
That happened to me and Mariah. We went to this is a place called Duckworth. It's a bar in Uptown. It's like a beer garden. They got like 80 on tap. And there was a homeless guy who I think frequents there. And he was sitting at the end of the bar. And it smelled so, so, so bad. Like, people were moving. The waitresses were coming over and like switching tables. Our waitress just was oblivious because it took her a while to ask her if we wanted to switch seats. And we was like, for sure. So he moved to like the other side. And then like somebody came over and told him that like he can't be in there. And then he told his like bartenders that he was like cut off for the week because apparently he'd just be coming in there getting fucked up. But I was like, damn, like.
He's homeless?
Yeah, he was homeless. So I think he's like using some of the whatever money to like get his, to get right. And I was like, damn, like. It was causing like it was definitely a bad distraction. It's probably terrible for business,
But I also kind of was like, damn, nigga really just trying to get his drink on. Like, what else he got to do today?
Bro, go to the liquor store. You're getting more bang for your buck there.
Yeah, but then you're like sitting alone drinking. At least now you can like people watch and drink.
That's fair.
And maybe a liquor store is too far.
That could be true as well.
Like they're everywhere.
Yeah, but if you're homeless, you can only probably walk.
That, you know,
she's terrible. Right.
Let me ask you about another thing. So I was watching Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives the other day, and they had an episode in St. Louis, and I was like, oh, this is sick. Like, let me see the spots. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know about that spot. And then there was another spot, and he was talking to some people in there, and they were like, yeah, we travel a little bit to get here. He was like, oh, how far? And they were like, oh, you know, we travel probably every other week, like 3 or 4 hours to get here to get this food. And I just thought to myself, I don't think there's anything I would drive 3 to 4 hours. I was like, maybe an hour maximum. So, like, is there any food you would travel multiple hours for? And, like, what's the farthest you would travel for a meal?
That dude is smoking crack if he's doing that every other couple of weeks. What I will say is 3 hours. Because we would make a day trip out of the low key, but it was really just around Captain George's when we was back home. Like, I'll go to 3 hours to go down to the beach and get Captain George's all-you-can-eat crab legs, seafood. I can do that. But I'm only doing that probably once a year, maybe twice a year during the summers. But, like, 2 times out of 52 weeks, I can make that six-hour commute. To be doing that regular, you got to get a grip, buddy. I need to know what the fuck food they was getting.
It was barbecue.
No chance.
The most I would do is... like, just go to New York City. So, a little less than an hour. But that's if it's to the city. Other than that, I'm not traveling more than, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I can't think of any food that I like well enough to travel for.
Yeah, I thought about it, and I was like, even if there was a restaurant that I loved, I would just be upset, but I would not be traveling multiple hours to, like, go do that.
Nah, that Captain George's, I can make that drive for Captain George's, because I'd be a liar if I said I could. We did it way too often. We did it, like, for 4 years back-to-back, so.
I can make day trips about it?
Yeah, it was a day trip. And, like, from Fredericksburg, that's the beach anyway, so it's, like, 2.5-3 hours down the road. You go to the beach, end the beach, go to Captain George's. You're pretty straight.
Yeah, but... at least you're like, you're not going just for the food. You're also going for like the beach and, you know, all that. Like, would you drive 3 hours just to go to Captain George's and nothing else?
On the right day, yes.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Dedication.
Yeah, I could definitely do it. Like, if I'm like craving seafood, I could do it.
Captain George's, sponsor the episodes because
They fucking need to. Me and Ethan was just talking the other day. He's like, yo, when we going to make it back to Captain George's? And I was like, nigga, we need to. Like, what the fuck? We about to go from North Carolina to the other side of North Carolina for it. Do not fuck around.
Insane.
We're about to be at Outer Banks at Captain George's. Yo, while we waiting on Morgan, fucking, you were talking about how you see a couple of the spots in St. Louis. Me and Ethan were talking about this. There was nothing, like, cooler. It's lame as shit, but cooler than like watching a show and it's like, damn, I've been to that spot. Oh, they're there? I've been there.
No, it is lit. I was like, oh shit, we, because there was like one in like the hill, which was like the Italian area, and we're like, oh, we went there on like one of the food tours. Like, oh shit, I didn't know they had a big ass like 5-pound meatball with 5 pounds of pasta.
Yeah, man. Anytime I see some shit and they're in Charlotte or they're in Cleveland, I get tapped in because I'm like, yeah, I've been there. I've definitely been there.
Dude, when we first fucking moved to St. Louis, I was like, let me look on Diners and Drive-In and see if there's any places to go. And I went to like, they had this, it's like this place, they were famous for their duck. It was fantastic. So my boy put me on right.
I love that.
Shout out Triple D's, man. What a classic show.
I thought you were just going to be like, yep, shout out Triple D's. I was like, okay. Right.
Is that Guy Fieri show?
Yeah.
I can't do Guy. I think he's too much.
I mean, it's such a good show to just put on in the background.
Yeah, not gonna leave it.
Mindless.
Or Kitchen Nightmares. Kitchen Nightmares is always a classic. Can never go wrong.
that same person that was asking me if Morgan has beef with Sam, she was like, I had to watch an episode of Kitchen Nightmares because it sounds like y'all really fuck with it. And I was like, no, it's great.
I fucking love it, dude. I'm so happy that they have modern episodes again. All right, let's slide into the final top five of the 2023 season. We are doing the top five Spotify to rap songs. What is your top five?
All right, let me see what I got here. Are we doing songs or artists?
I just had songs, but if you want to share your artists, you're more than welcome to.
I'll do artists and then I'll do songs. I'll just say the artists first. Top, Young Dolph. It was a Young Dolph year. I don't know what to tell you. Two, Ray Shrimmer. When they released that album, I was going crazy. Three is a staple, Lil Durk. Four is Drake. I don't know how he's on here outside of the fact that I do a lot of long drives distance-wise, and I put on the same playlist. He's probably on that a lot, his old shit. And then Lil Wayne, probably for the same reason. Song-wise, number one, Secrets by Young Fume and Lil Durk. Number two, All My Life by Lil Durk and J. Cole. Three, Not So Bad, Ray Shrimmer. Four, Flaunt It by Ray Shrimmer. And five, Peaches and Eggplants.
My top artist, it's always Drake. Drake is always number one. Two, Future. Three, Young Thug. Four, 21 Savage. And five, Megan Thee Stallion. And then song-wise, number one, it was Bills Sped Up by Destin Conrad. Two, On My Mama by Victoria Monet. Three, Kill Bill, SZA. Four, My Collection, Future. And then five, Superhero, Metro Boomin, Future, Chris Brown.
Shout out. Paige, do you want to run it and then I'll close it out?
Yes. I'm trying to find, okay, top artists. My first one was the band Camino. Then Lainey. Third was the Jonas Brothers. it's only because I love them, but also I saw them in concert this year. Renee Rapp. And then Sleep Token. And then my top songs was Jaded by Miley Cyrus. What Am I Missing? The band Camino. Shoulder to Cry On. Alanis Springsteen. Burn by Too Close to Touch. And Blood Runs Cold by Rain City Drive. This is the first year in a very long time Jack Harlow has not been on my top five.
Because he fell off.
He didn't fall off. He just didn't have an album out this year.
Interesting. My top five artists. Number one, The Backseat Lovers. Number two, Drake. Three, Modern Baseball. Four, Dominic Fike. I'm not sure who that is, but I guess I listen to him a lot. Five, Zach Bryan. Shout out to the boy.
Hey.
Number one, The Best Thing by The Paper Planes. I listened to that song a lot when I was doing engagement planning. And then shout out to number two was Insomnia by The Moss, which was the song I used for the engagement video. Number three, Kill Me Girl by The Backseat Lovers. I put Anna onto that song and a lot of other people. Four, Disco by Surf Curse. And five, Too Few Tattoos by Pretty Jane in the Magazine. Such a good song. Such a good little band. Check them out for sure. I don't know if you guys have any honorable mentions for any other songs or artists you like this year, but feel free if you want to right now to shout them out.
Slime You Out, that was like I guess my most listened to, but it wasn't on my list.
Just shout out that Mark Narrations for like big Mark Narrations listener, so get that on your playlist.
My shout out will definitely be the band Camino. They're very underrated, and I have told Eric multiple times to listen to them, and then today he asked me which album he should listen to, even though I already told him.
Literally, if you just scrolled up, it was in the text thread.
So definitely them. And then I'm surprised you haven't, or like you don't know who Dominic Fike is. He's very good.
I mean, I've definitely listened to him, but like, I don't know who the guy is.
Did you watch Euphoria?
I did not.
Yeah, he was the boyfriend in season two, but...
Song shout out, Hey Driver featuring The War and Treaty from Zach Bryan's, I don't think it's his latest album, but the one before that, because I think he dropped a little EP after he dropped this album. But Honestly, that whole Zach Bryan album was fantastic,
and there was like 38 songs on it.
Yeah, insane. And then shout out to Wallows. Honestly, I'm surprised they weren't in my top artists because it's definitely one of my favorite bands that I discovered. Shout out. It's the guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them.
Also, I want to shout out Hardy and then Lean Like a Cholo.
What?
Out of here, yo.
I forgot about that song, but it's been stuck in my head ever since I watched the video again. Great song. Great song.
Hardy right. to Lean Like a Cholo is a crazy, crazy transition.
Who is Hardy?
He's like a country singer, but he's also really rock.
That's from Morgan's Man.
Yeah, I would suggest Truck Bed. That's my favorite song of his.
Yeah, it's a good one. But honestly, my clients who do cryo put me onto Hardy.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Last post topics, real ones only talk of the year. Wrapping this thing up, but Ezra had a thought how annoying paying bills must have been before you had the apps. So I guess like having to write checks and send in the mail.
Yeah, like if I had to actually like write down in a notepad or on my calendar what day what was coming out or how much I owed somebody, I would be fucking lost. Like the app, set it up to automatic unless it's your Wi-Fi because they be staying trying to fuck people. Set it up to automatic and just let it come out like that. And there's so much fucking bills. Wi-Fi, electric, heating, fucking car payments, car insurance, shit like that. Like, could you imagine having to like remember when you were sending out all these different checks? Maybe it was all coming at the first of the month back then. Hopefully.
Dude, and think about like having to balance a checkbook to see how much money you have in your accounts.
That would fucking suck.
But imagine if all of your bills all came out at the first of the month, plus rent or a mortgage. That would be fucking horrible. But then, like, if you're writing a check and mailing it in, you have to plan far enough in advance to send it in advance to make it to the due date.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
Yeah, that's awful.
Bro, the people who are living paycheck to paycheck, who don't know how to balance their finances in today's day and age, I don't know how they would have survived back then.
They would have had to keep some cash on them. They would have had to have kept cash on them. That's the only way they was going to know exactly how much they really got. You was going to have to go to the bank teller and withdraw shit.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Could you imagine how hard it would have been to like get money back?
From, like people, like,
if somebody owed you money, like they couldn't Venmo you, they couldn't Zelle Cash App you. You would have to really run into this person while they had your money on them,
or you escort them to the ATM or bank.
Yeah, like what?
All right, before we wrap this up, does anybody have any other real ones only talk?
No, that was it for me.
Does anybody have any predictions or anything they're trying to manifest or any goals they have for 2024?
Getting engaged in June.
I forgot. Oh yeah, we won't be on after. My New Year's. Actually, we'll probably talk about our New Year's shit on the way back. I don't have any. I don't have anything I'm projecting that I can't talk about after the New Year.
I plan to have a pretty big surgery next year, as well as go to Europe at some point. Those are like my two goals.
Oh yeah. I'm getting a boob job for my birthday.
No, the fuck you aren't, bro. Like,
yes, I am.
God gave you single A's and you're going to keep them forever.
I'm really not.
What is this surgery you're having?
I am also getting a boob job.
Oh, my God.
I figured that's what you were going to think.
Yeah, I wasn't going to like just be like, oh, yeah, my goal next year is to get boobs. But, yeah. Had my tube tied this year, boobs next year. It is what it is.
Love it.
Morgan, are you prioritizing boobs over ass?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You need both. I was just wondering, like, why did Don sign off on this?
Yeah.
He said, go get titties before you go get ass.
He loves my ass. Oh, he loves my boobs too, but he said that he'd get me a boob job for my birthday.
He's getting you this?
As he should.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, remember what we discovered last week? We saw the photos of the ex.
Yeah, I actually had things, but I held off. Oh, gosh.
Dude, that makes my stupid goal of reading 5 books and actually doing it next year looks terrible now.
No, listen, there's different goals at different, you know, capacities. We're hoping for 3 this year. 5 is a lot, but I feel like you can do it.
Yeah, no. I got some recommendations from people. I got a list somewhere in my phone, so if I follow through, that'll be it.
I would give you recommendations, but I can almost guarantee you would hate any book that I've ever read.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things on the TikTok about a Qatar or something like that. There's a whole
thing. Oh yeah, you might actually like that one.
There was someone told me about The Fourth Wing, The Silent Patient, Green Lights, a lot of
things. No, I've read all of those. Great choices.
They're all by girls that from a Friendsgiving, so.
Oh, take nice.
With a grain of salt for myself. Yeah, I guess we can wrap this thing up. We will be back sometime in the new year for, I'm just going to call it season 4 because I want to end this on season 3, episode 69 with an asterisk because it's actually not 69, but it's fine. good vibes for everybody. And let's get into some music and TV recommendations.
I'm going to end it strong for the year. Mark Narrations. TV. We just started a show via Idris Elba on Apple TV. Hijack. So I'll say Hijack.
TV wise, tomorrow marks the final episode to Murder at the End of the World. And song wise, elbows up, side to side, lean like a cholo.
I can't believe you just did that.
So good.
Paige, you can go and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay. TV recommendations. Honestly, I'm always on my reality TV grind. Recently, I just finished the Love Island Games. It was phenomenal. Now I'm currently watching like Winter House, Summer House, all that shit on Bravo. So any reality TV, I'm just going to tell you, it's great. And then I don't know how to say his name, and I should by now, but I don't. Hozier, however you say it. His song Talk is what I currently have on repeat. And I'm seeing him next May, I think, for this coming May. So trying to get really into his music.
All right. For myself, song recommendation, Easter Sunday by Zalooper featuring Earl Sweatshirt. And TV wise, Anna started watching The Nanny that was on HBO Max from like the 90s. That show is honestly incredible. The lady kind of sounds like Janet from Friends. Honestly, yeah. Could have inspired Janet from Friends.
Yeah.
But fantastic. The comedy's good. A couple suicide jokes just for fun. Like it hits all the notes you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but with that being said, we're going to wrap up the final episode for 2023. We will be back for season 4 in 2024 sometime in January to be determined. We'll see. We appreciate you guys for rocking with us through the year. And we hope you guys have a good year and positive vibes only. And we will see you next year.
Peace. Be safe.